Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Penrith 42, Cronulla nil. Cleary has it. Over the halfway line he goes. May picks it up. Flicks it on to Crichton. Crichton gets it away to Staines. Staines can't get around Graham. Sends it back to May. May goes left side. Gets it away to Eisenhuth. And the big bopper's going to play the ball 11 metres inside the Sharks' end in centre field. 70 seconds left in the game. Out of dummy half goes Coruscant. Gets the pass then onto Eisenhuth. Cleaned up by May. May then gets the pass to Edwards up the middle. They're not done yet. 1 minute to go. They lead 42-0. Now moving into dummy half once again is Coruscant. Coruscant goes left side to Cleary. On the last, he puts a kick into the in goal. And the chase is good. And I tell you what, Eisenhuth gets a well-deserved try. And that's now Penrith 46, Cronulla nil. Penrith, Eisenhuth gets a really well-deserved try there, Ryan.
And they're actually in with the fans at that southern end. And it's a party at Penrith at Bluebet Stadium tonight. Oh, they are having a ball. And it is great to see guys like Eisenhuth that come on and do a lot of the hard yards. They don't always get the rewards, come up with a late try and celebrate. And the boys came from everywhere. They are a happy bunch at the moment. It's been a clinical performance and they're finishing off exactly the way that they started. And the fans are loving it. They love their footy out there. It's so good for the Penrith community to have a side that are performing like this on a weekly basis. Again, Nathan Cleary, another try assist. I'm not sure where Kennedy was. He must be he's been peppered all night by Cleary's right foot. And that time it was just Eisenhuth came from nowhere. He's an unsung hero of this Penrith side. You need guys like him just doing their job on a weekly basis, and he gets rewarded tonight, and the boys come from everywhere. Have a look at that.
Yeah, Maroon. That's great. I can't love that, mate. They're a well-oiled machine, this Panthers outfit, and the fans, they love their team. Security guard walks over there and goes, come on, boys, let's settle down.
I hope that's not a COVID issue, boys.
Yeah.
I hope that we don't hear more about that. Penrith 46, Cronulla nil. Triple M Tyre Power kick predictor 100%. You have to think Cleary kicks this and Penrith win the game 48-0. But it's 46 now. And back to the drawing board for the poor old Sharkies, who have really not had a terrible start, haven't they, for this year. This is their fifth straight loss. And, you know, at least in the other games, they've, for the most part, hung on.
Yep.
And they've been close, but they've really been blown off the park here. There's Nathan Cleary adding the extras. Full time. Penrith 48 have defeated Cronulla nil. The boys have given Kurt Capel their Man of the Match award.
Just in front of Mark Cleary.
Let's go down to the sideline and get his thoughts at full time from Brent Reed.
Well, it was just a smash up in the end, wasn't it? And Cronulla in all sorts at the moment. And in the last couple of weeks, ever since they made the decision to move on from John Morris, it's just been a debacle. And I'm sure Craig Fitzgibbon's watching this and thinking about next year and thinking about how it can fix this side up, because at the moment they've got some massive problems with Sharks and some massive decisions to make over personnel.
Yeah, thank you, Reedy. I think you're absolutely 100% right. A good point that Reedy makes about where it all lies for the remainder of the season and into next year for the poor old Sharkies, and that decision to punt the coach after only three or four rounds this year. But on the positive side, this Penrith side, we love watching them because they all just are so fond of each other. And everywhere you look on the paddock, be it the fullback, the 5'8", the half, the hooker, the back row, out wide, not only are they great players, but they're all in great form, Ryan. Every one of them.
It's infectious. What they do is infectious. It's caught the game. And I think the Melbourne Storm exactly the same. You know, the way they play, people just enjoy watching them go about their business every week. They were great to watch last night, the Melbourne Storm. The way that, you know, the characters in their game really represent the style in which they play. And I think that's the same here with Penrith. They've got the calm and the poise of Cleary, which is kind of the trademark way that Penrith play on a weekly basis. But then they've got the razzle-dazzle of Luai and the aggression of Fisher-Harris and the running of Kikau and To'o and these guys. They're just teams that can pull other teams apart so many different ways. And, you know, high completion rates again tonight. Perfect, almost perfect kicking game from Penrith. Aggressive defensively. And when you put all those things together, and then you've just got the talent with the football that they have. They're going to score points, and they just couldn't be stopped tonight.
Okay, just before we go, regionals, you'll get Parramatta and Roosters. That's Triple M regional stations who love the NRL. And Sydney, you're going to get Richmond versus Geelong. And, of course, you could get NRL on the app too, I'd reckon. So whatever you like in the way of footy, we got it for you. But that's about it for us. Thanks to our sponsors at Ream, Australia's favourite hot water, and Macca's. Go and get some of those nuggies. Wendell,
I'll see you again tomorrow.
And Ryan will see you tomorrow as
bye
well.
Bye-bye.
And we will leave you with the play of the day, thanks to our mates at Qualify Me.
Qualify
and the
you.
Highlights too is Triple M rocks the footy.
Love you, mate.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Last tackle for Panthers. Coruscant again, right side to Cleary. Kicks it out toward Connor Tracy's wing up. They go, batted back. It's with Yo. Yo gets it away to Crichton. Crichton's going to score. And just like that, it's now Penrith 16, Cronulla nil.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me.
5 metres out from the Sharkies line. Tackle four, says the referee. Coruscant, he got it away to Fisher-Harris. He charged onto the ball and he's planted it down right beside the post. Plays it back to Coruscant. Right side, Cleary. Right side again, Edwards. Right side again, Charlie Staines over in the corner. And just like that, the Panthers hit 10. Last tackle for Panthers. Coruscant again. Right side to Cleary. Kicks it out toward Connor Tracy's wing up. They go, batted back. It's with Yo. Yo gets it away to Crichton. Crichton's going to score. And just like that, it's now Penrith 16, Cronulla nil. Coruscant is there. Gets it away to Cleary. He gets it away to Luau. Luau gets it back inside to Burton. And Burton scores try number four already. Cable puts a kick in, kick out chases, and I don't know if he grounded it. Let's have a look at it on the Triple M replay.
Kick out, he's reaching out.
Oh, hang on a second. Well, there's a couple of fingers on the ball.
Does he actually force it down?
Well, his fingers have stopped the momentum of the ball over the try line. You would say that he has forced it.
Filiani kick out, grounds the ball.
Ah, there we go. This will be a try. A
couple of fingers there, did the trick.
A 1 metre out, right in front of the post. Tackle five, Coruscant again. And Cleary, will he kick? No. He gets it away to Crichton. Crichton to Staines. Brilliant try. Panthers over in the corner. Charlie Staines. Cleary. Staines over in the corner again. Untouched, Charlie. Cleary on the last. He puts a kick into the in goal. And the chase is good. And I tell you what, Eisenhuth gets a well-deserved try. Full time. Penrith 48 have defeated Cronulla nil.
Triple M NRL. Game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.